Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other People's Problems, OPP for short. They're all available on the Odyssey app.
That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
What do we got?
We have Melanie today, and her 17-year-old daughter has an unorthodox gift request this holiday season.
Melanie?
Yay!
What's going on with the gift request and stuff?
So basically, I have a 17-year-old daughter. Kind of struggles with her appearance, and since puberty she's kind of been bullied for her nose. And she knows that, you know, in the past I've gotten some aesthetic work done myself before.
Okay.
So she's a very beautiful girl, but now it's gotten to the point where she's actually asking for a nose job for Christmas. And we do usually spend a good chunk of money on a trip or something like that.
Oh, okay.
So finances are not the issue here. It's just, I just don't know what to tell her. I mean, like, she wants to get the nose job, and she wants it done before she leaves for college next year, actually.
Okay.
So I feel like, as a parent, is it my obligation to teach her to accept who she is, or should I, on the flip side, provide her with the best shot at a great, happy life? You know, and I'm also wondering, you know, have any other parents obviously went through this or this type of situation, kind of shed some light on it for
me?
I
mean, I'm sure they have. It's just one of those things. I'm glad you told us it's not completely unrelated, but I'm glad you told us you've done work to yourself. It's not the same as getting plastic surgery.
Right.
But you can't. Mm-hmm. You can't go to your kids and go, you should never use marijuana if you smell like weed.
Right. I mean? Like, I could never have a daughter and then be like, Botox is bad. Like,
right.
I love Botox.
Right.
At a certain age. Okay. And that's an interesting piece of this.
But what do you mean certain age? Like, my ex-wife, her mom suggested it when she was very young because she had a very deep, defined 11.
I wouldn't. I started getting it at like 26. That was way too young. Oh, wait. Yeah, it's probably 26, 27. That was too young.
I don't know.
Well, and Botox is different than surgery because you're injecting something in rather than a full-blown permanent.
Does anybody in this room know anybody who's got a nose job? Can I just ask?
I do, and that's, I'm also torn because they were young. I know two different, maybe even three.
Well, you were in L.A., so I imagine you know 100.
Not a single one of these people are from my L.A. life. One was from high school and the other is later on, and it's actually a guy. He's like, it changed my life because I just hated
for the better.
Yeah. He just did not like how he looked, and it was like he could change it. He was empowered to make that choice.
I don't know any nose jobs, but I do know a girl who did something with her chin restructure. Like, she had a pretty pointy chin and got some sort of
shaved off
and something like that. And I think she was happy too, but I think she was old. She was definitely out of high school when that happened. And it just, to me, it feels like 17's a little young. Aren't you still growing? Aren't you still developing? Aren't you still growing like into yourself? Like, maybe you're like,
not your nose, though.
Yeah, I don't think your nose really
changes. You know what
changes.
I mean? Your nose is only going to get bigger.
Okay. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah, I think your nose and your ears, is that true?
I think that's a myth.
Yeah, I don't think...
Your ears definitely keep growing. Go look at an old person's ears. It's wild.
They don't grow. They sag. But they're not growing.
Ears get larger with age, but it's not true cellular growth. It's a breakdown of collagen. She's
like,
right.
What she said, yeah. So they sag. She's okay. Right. Let me just get the phone number in. 303-222-5423. I need... Like, the key here is... No one call and go like, that's so expensive. Like, it sounds like Melanie and her family are set. So it's not about money. And it's not about what an outrageous gift this is because they spend this much on you. It's like, if you guys were going to take a trip to Europe for 2 weeks in the summer, that's $10,000 a person, right?
Yeah.
Like, this is the same.
I lean towards doing it before college. Because then she's never known as the girl.
I am by that reaction from you, of all people.
Are you saying I have a weird nose?
No, I can't. I'm saying that you are a person who I believed up until this moment that you would think we should teach the kid to accept who they are.
I agree with that. But if you're getting like teased and mocked about something and you have the means to change it and go into like college, you get to restart. No one gets to then... taunt you about this, like be rude to you. You just get to restart and be a new person and not have that past.
So if I'm understanding you, then just really value everybody else's opinion and make whatever changes anybody else says.
Look, there's things about myself that I wish I could change.
As long as you want to change them and it's not because something Aaron said, then go for it. But and if it's...
It sounds like this is a combo, but it always is a combo. It's never like, no one's ever said anything about this and I want to change it.
I think I'm kind of the exact opposite, where maybe it's corny or whatever to say, but I'm so like, find whatever your thing is, and then you're supposed to rock it. Like, it's your thing. I got a big nose. It's fine. Like, look at Adrian Brody or anyone.
It's so hard for a girl, dude.
I'm not saying it's not hard or even perhaps impossible, but aren't you better off if you threw it and now you own it and that's true confidence because you're like, I'm me and no one can take that away from me.
Hang on right there, Melanie. We're going to keep talking about you behind your back and see what's the right answer here. I
Erica's point that has me a little paused is getting it done before college. Because this is way lesser extent. But like in high school, everyone called me T-Hack. I went to college and I didn't tell anyone that was my nickname. And everyone started calling me T-Hack. And it's kind of, I feel like given the nose situation, if you're teased for something and you go away, they're going to pick up on it, whether you want them to or not. And so this is your one chance in life
to go clean, fresh start with this.
But it's also you're walking into college and maybe they're going to just be more mature there. Like,
you're putting a lot of credit on college kids.
Or you just, look, I believe kind of somewhat, I can't even finish the sentence because you guys are going to jump. I'm thinking of all the things you're going to jump me on. Oh. There is a point where you have to teach your children and your significant other, maybe it's okay to age gracefully. Maybe it's okay to be just who you are. Like sometimes I look at Jamie Lee Curtis and go, go girl.
She's aging.
She just let her hair go gray. It's like, yes, said the guy. I know.
No. I just still think she probably gets work done that we don't realize.
I don't know. I think
she looks real good, I feel like.
But she might just do like facials and a good skincare routine.
Yeah.
There's something about that where like the sooner you learn to accept who you are and just who gives an F what anybody else thinks about you, the better. But if you hate it.
Right. Like,
but still, it's just like you can't help it. It's like if you were born with a birth defect, like an arm, there's nothing you could do about it. So it's just like, roll with it.
But also, everything you hate about yourself, someone else is jealous about for. You have curly hair. I want curly hair. This is driving me, you know.
I don't think everything.
The nose is just such a... Dude, have you ever seen... Oh, my God. There's a Seinfeld episode where it's like Jerry's girlfriend just has this huge nose. And it's like, finally Kramer comes in and goes like, You'd be great if you just got a nose job. And everybody's like, oh, but it's true. Like, the nose is so hard to overcome for women because women, through no fault of their own or through complete fault of their own, beauty seems to be everything for a good chunk of their lives.
I know, but 17 is just, That's so what better
time? Then she gets the rest of her life to be
right. I'm like, but what if for 17 years she's hated this thing about her and she knows she could change it with the help of her parents?
Can I just say one more angle that we didn't get to?
Sure.
If dad has a big nose or something, there is a little bit of like, do you know what I mean? It's like, then all of a sudden you're changing the one thing about you that makes you look like me. And that's painful. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If it's like, this is our connection. And all of a sudden you're dyeing your hair, you're chopping your nose off, you're wearing colored contacts or whatever. You're like, this is.
It's also like, you don't get to choose. Like, say this girl has children and they've never seen her nose, and then they don't
all of a sudden have this huge.
Like, that part I struggle with.
All right,
I don't know.
Do you chop a 17-year-old's nose down?
Can we just put it as, do you let the 17-year-old get a nose job or not?
Yes.
And who knows?
I was right there, man. I was going to tie this together and be done. And now I have to reprimand you on the air. 303-222-5423.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are trying to help out Melanie. Her daughter is Cyrano de Bergerac. And
is that a person?
Oh, wow.
I recognize that. Why?
It's a big nose.
That is so mean.
Well, I mean,
her daughter has a nose she doesn't like, period.
Correct. And she's been made fun of.
Yes.
I can't figure out which side of this I'm on, because as a guy, we fix problems.
Okay.
So the daughter has gone to her and said, in lieu of all the expensive stuff you buy me all the time, I would rather just have a nose job. I don't want to go to Europe. I want a nose job. And she's like, as a mom, is it my job to remove obstacles for my children? Or is it my job to tell my children, you should love you for who you are?
Deal with the obstacles.
And at 17, I mean, if I would have gotten all the tattoos I thought I wanted at 17.
Oh, yeah.
I'd look a lot different.
A little different.
I'd regret them all.
Callie?
Yes.
Hi. What do you think?
So I had one when I was 28, and I wish I had done it earlier.
You had a nose job.
I believe it.
I wish I had. So I was born with a cyst on my nose, and it made my bridge grow really weird, and kids make fun of me. And I, all through my childhood, I told my parents, I want this. And they said, well, we don't have the money, you know, do it when you're an adult. And then finally, when I was 28, I'd already gotten married even, and I had it done when I was also getting sinus surgery.
Nice.
I do not regret it whatsoever. And I even, like, my daughter now is old enough that she goes, you had a different nose. I go, yeah, because I had some issues with it and I wanted to change it. And she totally accepts that. And, you know, she came out with a great nose. She got her dad's nose, luckily. But if there was something that she really felt, maybe 17 is still on the early end.
Yeah.
But I would say if this gal's daughter is talking about this so much, she's going to do it at some point anyway.
You would have had 11 more years of the nose you love.
Right.
Had you done it when you were 17.
And so here's the thing about saying, oh, you know, she won't look like the dad. My nose now looks exactly like my dad. It doesn't look like an overdone nose job. Yeah. It looks exactly like my dad's Eastern European nose.
That is one of the other things that I didn't bring up, but like so often when people go in for plastic surgery, they want to go in and go small, and then they just, they shoot the moon, and it's like, relax, don't put in cheek implants of chin and then shave your nose down to this Michael Jackson little sliver. Like, you got to be.
Yeah.
Or a boob job.
Yeah. But also, it sounds like, Callie, it sounds like you had a great surgeon or whatever, and it looks great.
Yeah.
What if.
Oh, come on.
Happy. What if you did it? Yes. What if it looks bad? And you're like, well,
sure that could happen.
There's no going back.
So you do your research, you figure out who you like, who you trust. Mine, he was an ENT who also was board certified as a plastic surgeon. So I was like, he was going to keep all the plumbing
working as an ENT, right? Thank you for the call. I find it wild when Erica shuts down anxiety in somebody else. It's like, what if it goes bad? She's like, come on.
Well, I just don't.
It's like, what are you talking about?
I don't think it's that common for nose jobs to go so poor. Like,
it can, for sure.
But they're going in with a really specific, this isn't like a boob job where they're like, oh no, it just reacted different. They're not putting things in there.
Dude, please just have this attitude with everything else in your life.
I'll do my best.
Okay. Peggy! Peggy!
Yay!
Wow, she's landing the shuttle right now. So, what do you think? Are we getting a nose job or not?
Absolutely, she should be allowed to have the nose job. 17 is not too young. It's perfect timing. My younger sister, whose name is Becky, in middle school, she was nicknamed Beaky, B-E-A-K-Y.
Oh.
And it was devastating to her. My parents let her have a nose job when she was about 15, maybe 16, I don't remember.
Wow.
And it literally changed her life and was so much better and so much, she was just a different person. And it is this girl's decision, and it should be her decision, and it, what anyone else thinks is irrelevant, except the parents who have to pay for it. But it's a gift that they can give her.
I don't understand the attitude of, like, now all these kids who are horrible to me, they're all my friends now. Yay!
That's not what it means.
Screw those kids.
I agree with that.
I need them. I'll be better than them.
She's not saying, and then her biggest bully was her best friend.
No, thank you for the call, Peggy. It's just...
You're letting the kids dictate how you feel about yourself. And I don't. That's not a good message.
And you're also... You get to this point where it's like, if your 15-year-old comes up and is like, I lack confidence, and I've read a lot about the ego death that can be supplied by psilocybin or ayahuasca. I would like to... Or DMT. I would like to try a hallucinogenic trip. You go, everybody I know changed their life. Changed their life.
I know, but...
Wish I'd done it sooner.
You don't... At a certain point, you don't let a child make a major decision.
But is 17 a child?
Kinda. Did I say kinda yeah?
Yeah.
Kinda.
Sure,
yeah. Candy.
Hi.
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 Are you pro nose job or anti?
It's pretty extreme. I would say let her do it. It's gonna go away. I needed nose work done in college, and my nose had always been a little bit long, and it always was something that bothered me. Certainly nothing extreme that anyone made fun of me for, but he said, you know, while I'm in there, do you want me to take a little off the end of it? And I said, heck yeah. And I loved it. And I mean, I'm 49 now. If people comment on my nose ever, I say, I got a nose job. I don't really have to do that.
You don't have to admit it.
For that. Because that is the most confident you can be. It's oh my God, thank you. I designed it.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, now it's not a big deal. But I mean, my friends in college obviously knew I got it done. I had to get something done anyway. And they were all like, that's awesome. I need to break my nose or something so I can get enough free nose.
Oh my gosh.
Job.
All right. We did hear a text that said that too.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.